In the Hayim, in the Tanya for today, the 11th of Nisan, we're on page 582 in Pedek Mem Aleph, chapter 41. The Alter Rebbe is talking about how a person has to stop and contemplate the godliness, the closeness of God with His people. And God with the individual Jew, that God abandons all worlds, higher and lower worlds, and identifies Himself only with His people, and with the individual Jew, and that is, reveals in the Jew a feeling of smallness and of indebtedness, which is an element of fear, and from this fear he responds and serves God by accepting the yoke of God's kingdom and serves God in the ways that a servant serves a king. And he realizes that God is standing over him, and the whole world is filled with God's presence, and God scrutinizes him. He searches his innards and his heart to see whether he is serving God properly. And therefore, even in doing a positive mitzvah, one is to do it with fear and with awe as one standing in the presence of a king. He should further meditate, contemplate deeply this thought, and he should continue to think and dwell on this thought according to the capacity of his understanding and his mind, and also according to the time available to him. Before he performs a mitzvah, before he studies Torah, as for example, before putting on talis and tefillin. In other words, as the Alter Rebbe said earlier, in the beginning of the Pedek, that although generally we speak of love as being the motivating force behind positive mitzvahs, so you would think that before putting on a talis and tefillin, before studying Torah, the person should think about his love for God, arouse his love for God, and with that love do the mitzvah. So the Alter Rebbe said that it is a basic fundamental principle in the service of God that it is not enough to serve God with love, even in the performance of positive mitzvahs, but it is necessary to have an element of fear as motivation even for the positive mitzvah. Although we learned earlier in Tanya that it is fear that motivates the avoidance of evil, the avoidance of sin, and it's love that motivates the positive mitzvah. Here the Alter Rebbe tells us that generally speaking that's true, but a certain amount of fear has to exist even in the positive mitzvah. That underlying both love and fear, there has to be a basic elemental fear, an elemental bittul, where you submit to God's will, and then the mitzvah is what God wants, and not the satisfaction of our desires, of our souls, and thirsts, or wants, and so on. And this is the Rebbe Zal Gesundsein's campaign for the last 40 years, that Hamaisa Hu Ha'ikir, that the important thing is the doing of the mitzvah. And in the doing of the mitzvah, we put ourselves aside completely. Because in the act of the mitzvah, there is only the mitzvah itself. Without personal involvement, without subjective ulterior motives and so on. And that is the ultimate godliness, because the mitzvah is one with God, and although we don't feel it and we don't see it, but it is accomplishing the dira b'tachtenim, creating a dwelling place for God in the lower world, and as soon as Mashiach comes, it'll all be revealed to us that which we have accomplished and that which we are accomplishing through our mitzvahs. And the same is true with love and fear, that love itself is not sufficient. It is not enough even in doing a positive mitzvah, because the mitzvah has to be done in the spirit of hamaisehu ha'ikir, that the important thing is the doing, because the doing is the godly part, is God's interest and not our interest. And in the same way, fear of God is more of God's interest than of our own. In love, a person feels himself. He feels full, he feels big, he feels completed. Whereas in fear, the person removes himself. He feels small. He dismisses himself because he is in awe of God in whose presence he is standing. And then when he does the mitzvah, he does so out of a bittul, to what God wants, rather than ulterior motives or private motives that satisfy personal wants. In the Hayem Yem for Yud Aleph Nissen, the Rebbe writes that B'Yem Ha'iledes, on a day of a birthday, Al Ha'odom L'His Beidit, a person should find some time for himself, U'Lahal Zichrei Nesav U'L'His Beinim Bohem, and recall his memories, bring up his memories, and to consider them, to analyze them, V'Hatzrichem Tikun U'Tshuva, and those things of the past that need correcting, and tshuva, yoshuv v'yisaknem. He should do tshuva and correct them.